Hey, what's up? Glad you could join us. Old Americana band bringing us back. Check out Luca Mariano, whiskey and bourbon, rye and bourbon as well. Appreciate them being a part of what we do. Appreciate you being up with us this morning, wherever you may be. Do either of you guys have Ring? Because we just saw the story on the Ghost Baby. The Ghost Baby was a pretty funny story. It was messed up at first, but then it turned into a funny story. Do you guys have Ring?
I do not have Ring. Is it doorbell?
Oh, is it funny?
You showed us that video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do things, like, I do different things every day now, especially with it being October. I do crazy shenanigans with Ring almost on a daily basis now.
Have you, like, done your Loomis impression, or?
Not yet. I'm going to save that. He's gone. He's gone. The evil is gone. What a great line.
Can you give us the one, what does he say? The evil has come to your little town, Sheriff, or whatever he says.
Death has come to your little town, Sheriff. Six bodies, Sheriff. That's what I saw. Are you going to deny Sam Loomis, Dr. Sam Loomis? He's just such a good doctor, man. So Freddie brought it up. First of all, let me get this out there. These people that decide to go after, like these athletes are like, there's something wrong with you. Go get help. I feel sympathy towards you. Go get help. You have. That's not normal. There's an issue. Go get help. Do it for yourself and your family. If you decide that you're going to go after some kid for dropping a pass, if you decide that you're going to go after some kid on Twitter because he didn't pick your school, like, you're taking this too seriously. Remember when we were told that when we were younger? My guess is, Ryan and Dan, you were probably a lot like me. I cannot tell you how many times somebody told me I took sports too seriously. Honestly, I can't even put, couldn't even put it into my dad's infamous quote, "I wish I never taught you sports." Because I would lose my mind. It would ruin days. It would ruin nights. I have not allowed that to happen in a long time. Tick me off, yes. Like, ruin my day, I haven't allowed that to happen in a long time. Ruin a couple hours, sure. Kind of affect my mood, sure. But these people that send emails and tweets to college athletes, and the one that blows my mind is, like, the whole, like, recruiting grade kid. The four-star, Ryan Elke, who he was thinking about, you know, Purdue or Michigan or Michigan State. And, of course, he's going to go to Michigan or Michigan State. Why would he go to Purdue? And then he picks Purdue. And then the adult decides that he's going to bomb this kid on Twitter. Like, you have some issues. Go get your issues figured out, really.
I agree with you in that sense, but I feel like the Ronnie Bell stuff has gotten out of hand on both sides, to where even if someone said on Twitter, like, "No, you draw," like, even if it was nothing like hurtful, just criticizing, it turned into, "He's a child. How dare you criticize him? He dropped an important pass in a big game."
I agree with you.
He deserves to be criticized.
Absolutely.
Ronnie Bell, you blew the game. If that's a little hard to hear, go cry on the sideline some more.
I agree with you there. Honestly,
I felt that was just, it went, again, like you said in the previous segment with the PC pendulum, it went both sides way too far.
Do you believe in the pendulum, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
So it was just one of those things that we couldn't criticize Ronnie Bell for dropping the game-tying touchdown because he's just a child.
No, you can't drop that pass. You feel sorry for anything that comes your way afterwards and that you have to deal with the morons. Both can be true. Both not only can be true, but both are true. I feel sorry for you that you dropped that pass and you are being bombed with just the sick people in society. I am. I'm sorry. I feel bad for you, kid. But at the same time, you dropped a pretty important pass in a big game for your program. And that was a big game. I'm not saying the narrative completely changes just by going and beating Penn State at Penn State if they get the extra point, if they end up winning the game. But let's go to the logical conclusion. They tie the game. They go for two. They win. They win 29-28. Unbelievable comeback, okay? That's a big win. And the way you did it is a big win. So please don't misconstrue. I'm not giving you a free pass for dropping the ball. Kids, you got to own that. Welcome to life. You got to own that. What you don't have to own are the morons telling you that they're going to get you and you should jump off a bridge or whatever the case may be in things like that. But absolutely, Ryan, I couldn't agree with you more. Do you know why I'm happy to hear you say that? I'm not joking when I say that. Sometimes when people from my generation have the audacity to say that the PC pendulum has swung too far, do you know what I inevitably get? The younger generation telling me that I don't get it and I'm old. And then what I love to do, I love when I hear I don't get it, I'll go, well, since I don't get it, can you please explain it to me? And I'm telling you what happens 10 times out of 10. 10 out of 10 is then that person goes, you just don't get it. Well, you've established that. Can you help me get it? No, you're just never going to get it. Rats. I can't tell you how many times that's happened. So to me, that's part of the problem. Well, help me get it. All right. My archaic caveman way of thinking. Show me how that's the case. So yes, it both things can be true, 100%. And yes, it is good that we have become more politically correct in a certain regard. The pendulum has swung too far one way. And conversely, the pendulum has come back and swung pretty far the other way with a lot of people that are just like, oh, yeah? You think I was offensive before? Like, wait about 30 seconds when I go in the room and just bombard these two with irreverent talk. Best part is you guys think I'm joking. That's the best part. Not those two. They know. All right, we'll get your thoughts next all over the great state of Michigan. 313-396-5527. Text us at Sports Radio to 21,000. Glad you could join us on a Tuesday morning.
When you're in construction, you know that every minute matters and every dollar counts. You've got materials to purchase, employees to pay, and deadlines to meet. What you don't have is time to worry about your accounting, taxes, or ways to grow your business. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is construction, our business is helping you run your business better. From tax planning, payroll processing, or R&D credit studies, we're here for you with concrete advice and answers. Let us help you build a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're a subcontractor, developer, architect, or engineer, of all the things you build, make your business the strongest. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
Matt Shepherd here from my friends at Meijer. Do you love Halloween as much as I do? Well, get ready for those trick-or-treaters and upcoming parties by making a trip to Meijer. Find Halloween jumbo bags of snack candy for just $5.49. Brock's candy corn or autumn mix bags are 2 for $6. A 3-pack of caramel apples are delicious and they're just 2 for $5. And apple cider gallons are just $3.99. Get ready for Halloween and beyond go to Meijer.
Does the sizzle have your attention yet? You don't want to miss brand new $9.99 dinner special. Your choice of the 7-ounce prime rib, 1-pound rack of fall off the bone barbecue ribs, or the signature 6-ounce sizzle and sirloin steak. Each comes with two sides and bottomless yeast rolls. Yours for only $9.99. Monday through Thursdays, 3 to 8 p.m. at Brand's, home of Michigan's original sizzle.
All right, welcome back in. Glad you can join us all over the great state of Michigan. So this is a piece that appeared in the Freep just this morning, freep.com. And I'm going to read the headline to you, if I may. While defending his player, Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh answers his own critics, and this is from, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Rainier Sabin? Do you any idea? All right. Rainier, don't want to be disrespectful, so I hope I got that right. Freddie made reference to this, because again, listen, I hope that as human beings we can all sit back and say, look, kid dropped a ball. It stinks. It stinks. You can chastise him for dropping said ball. You can say, hey, kid, that was a brutal drop. That's part of the business. When you're, like, making threats and stuff like that, go get help. Like, really, go get help. There's something wrong with you. Harbaugh, when, and this is what Freddie brought up, Harbaugh, when simultaneously sticking up for his player, said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt. All right? And here's the interesting thing about this, all right? As the author of the story suggested, without context, absent the line of questioning that prompted him to recite this age-old maxim, it would have been easy to assume that Harbaugh was responding to the stream of criticism towards him. But, of course, unfortunately, this was towards Ronnie Bell, the nasty emails, things like that. It's absolutely terrible. And as the author writes out, almost overnight, Bell became a convenient target for a disgruntled fan base looking to blame someone, anyone, for another season of disappointment and unrealized dreams. As Bell absorbed the attacks like an infantryman on the front lines, Harbaugh, Michigan's five-star general with the $7.5 million salary, was shielded temporarily from the verbal grenades that have bombarded the Wolverines since that debacle at Wisconsin. I can tell you exactly what that is. I will in a moment, too. I can tell you exactly what it is. And it's 1-10 against top 10 teams, and I think everybody knows the stories there, okay? And Harbaugh came out, win our next game, that's the goal. Our team is as optimistic as ever as it's hitting its stride. But can I tell you why a lot of people don't want to do that? And why a lot of people, and people that I know and respect a lot have stopped themselves from doing it. Well, it's the same thing that we've talked about here in a certain regard and then some. It's not like he's awful. It's not like he's awful. And there's something to be said about safety, isn't there? I think this program is in a safe place with Jim Harbaugh. I really do. I think it's safe. He's not going to run afoul of the NCAA. He's not going to do something corrupt. He's not going to, you know, try to tiptoe past the line or outright erase the line. He gets Michigan. He loves Michigan. He respects Michigan. He's a Michigan man. All of those things. And again, to reiterate, he hasn't been bad. If your worst case scenario is 8-5, and that's the exception to a greater overall rule, well, that's safe. I'm going to keep using that term. That's safe. He's been safe. He hasn't been a winner. And the whole idea for moving on from Jim Harbaugh oftentimes is answered in a variation like this. Well, who are you going to get? You have a safe guy there. And please don't misconstrue. This is not me taking a shot. I've said it once. I'll say it a thousand times. I think he's a good coach. But the problem, and golly gee, I've tried to tell my Michigan friends this 100 times. The problem a lot of time is the writing of the checks with your mouth. Well, what do you think's going to happen if those checks bounce? And Jim Harbaugh's not doing it. But what did we hear about around here? What do you think people are going to say in this area? Whether you know it or not, in our listening audience, it is not a situation where there are just Michigan fans everywhere. There are a lot of Michigan State fans. There are a lot of Notre Dame fans, especially as you move further west down 94. What do you think they're going to say when they've heard all these proclamations from the media and all these proclamations from fans out there? What do you think they're going to say? Do you think they're going to keep quiet? Do you think they're going to let you off the hook? Do you think that they aren't going to remind you every day that you have not won squat? Like, what, again, what did you think was going to happen? The proclamations, the signing of the stars, the who's got it better than us. What do you think people are going to say when you haven't won anything yet? Now, again, in the interest, has it been awful? Nope. I contend it hasn't been awful. Has it been anywhere near what so many people in the media and a lot of the fans out there said it was going to be? Nope. Not even close. Not even close. So that's where we're at right now. And I think Jim Harbaugh knows that, and I think Jim Harbaugh would man up and admit that. Now, it's one thing, you know, to use his line, sticks and stones may break my bones. You get personal with a guy, you're not being professional. You're not being professional. I would hope that Jim Harbaugh would be the first guy to admit there's a difference between getting personal and there's a difference between saying you haven't won squat. And if he's offended at that, that's on him. That's not my fault. Facts are mean. I would hope he's not offended at that. Check. Let me erase that. I'll cross that out. Ready? I would hope that he's offended that he hasn't won anything yet. And as Freddie brought up, I think what makes this equally confusing is now a lot of people are the excuse machine has started. And it's, hey, listen, I know what I heard. I can't speak for every Michigan fan, but I'm telling you right now, if I went back to 2015 and said, I'm from the future, Jim Harbaugh hasn't won anything yet at Michigan, I would have been killed. I would have been annihilated. Nobody would have believed that. I'm not sure I would have believed it, to be honest with you. 313-396-5527. We'll get your thoughts next all over the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Did you know you can watch boys and girls sports live and recorded on the archives at MHSAA.TV? That's MHSAA.TV. Log on and watch high school teams in all sports from all across Michigan, courtesy of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And also the MHSAA takes pride in what they do for our boys and girls, our sons and daughters, on and off the field, on and off the court, on and off the ice, on and off every playing surface at every high school in Michigan. So special thanks to all the parents, coaches, and administrators for what they do to allow kids to experience high school sports in Michigan. And if you want to watch the action live, boys and girls sports, go to MHSAA.TV.
It's the Off Color Comedy Tour, Saturday, October 26th, off the cuff and off the hook, featuring Sean Wayne.
Thanksgiving dinner is usually really messy, loud, lots of fun, and horrible for the person who hosted it, because they all eat and then they leave just bones and cookies.
David Allen Greer and Tommy Davidson from In Living Color. Tickets are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. One night only. Sean Wayans.
We're all, like, really, really funny during Thanksgiving. And we're really funny and then we get sleepy.
David Allen Greer.
People treat you different when they know you old. I go to strip clubs now. I can't get a lap dance unless I bring a note from my doctor. That's messed up.
And Tommy Davidson from In Living Color.
You're walking down the grocery aisle, you see a white woman talking into a baby carriage like whatever sitting there got me about 40. She talking into the baby carriage. Look at me now. When we left the car, did we or did we not have an agreement?
Saturday, October 26th, the Off Color Comedy Tour. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
You'll find excellent service, expert advice, and awesome savings at Auto Value. You'll also find quality products you'll need for the fall and winter months ahead, like Peak Final Charge Antifreeze. Don't wait till it's too late. Protect your car, truck, or SUV with Peak. Auto Value's the place to go for Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Stop in and ask about our special price on 5-quart jugs. Time to clean the engine? We recommend Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment. This super detergent is Auto Value priced at just $8.99 a quart. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. And this month, save 20% on orders of $80 or more with coupon code TREAT20. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Is it really an interesting scenario that's going on with Michigan football right now? It's a catch-22 in a certain regard because, listen, I happen to take the side of the people, and I'm not going to tell you what you should want and what you shouldn't want. I happen to take the side of the people that think it's crazy talk to get rid of Jim Harbaugh. I do. I got to say it again. He's 43-16. He's 29-11. He has three 10-win seasons and an 8-win season. I don't think that's bad. The problem is it's not great. And this is where the catch-22 aspect comes in. To those people out there, you understand people are going to keep saying this until you at least win a divisional title. At least win a divisional title. And again, I'm not talking about being co-East champions. I'm talking about being East champions because the Ohio State Buckeyes were the East champions last year. And if you don't believe me, I'll remind you of what transpired in that game down in Columbus. They were the East champions. Period. End of story. Okay? The issue that I think so many of you run into in this conversation is this. You didn't want to be good. You haven't talked about being good. You've talked about dominance. I've actually had people say to me, we're this close to going back to the Big Two and Little Eight that my generation grew up with. Because it really was. It was the Big Two and Little Eight. The exception was when that other guy kind of came out of nowhere and then they got cute for a couple years and then they went away. So, yes, we'll all sit back. We'll I think everybody should. He's been good. None of you wanted good. If you want good and safe, you've got your coach. That's your guy. He's been good. He's been safe. None of you wanted good. After what transpired not only towards the end of the Lloyd era, but going into Rich Rod, and then you had to go back and many of you, not all of you, many of you went back and had the Rich Rod revisionist history, which might be my personal favorite. And Brady Hoke came home, and everybody bought in, including the media, lock, stock, and barrel. Nobody was talking about just being good. Nobody. And I'll take that a step further. Ryan, you know this. It wasn't even talk about winning the Big Ten. They just skipped that, and we're talking about natties. That's real. None of that is being made up. You guys have done that to yourself. You had your mic off, by the way.
So who's got it better than us?
So, of course, people are going to take shots. Jim, I hope you... Excuse me. That's disrespectful. Coach Harbaugh, I hope you understand that. Getting personal is something completely different. Michigan fans, I hope you can be adult enough to know, look, people are going to take their shots. And if you've listened to me for years, I've warned you that it was going to go from just being a local thing to being a national thing. So, guys, I was right. People are having fun at the expense of Michigan on a weekly basis, even after you win games. And for what? For being good. They're better than they've been in a long time, in a decade. Is that safe to say? And this team, you know, we'll wait and see how the rest of the season goes. This team might be better than any team he's had so far, at least record-wise. At least record-wise. Last year kind of fell apart. I thought that team in 2016 was pretty good. All right, numbers again, 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. Let's go to Eric in Kalamazoo. Eric, what's up? Glad you could join us all over the great state of Michigan. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good. Good morning, Michigan. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
When I listen to radio, I like to get charged up. I notice everybody all of a sudden just started complaining and whining and doing all this stuff. We would not have gotten rid of Bo Schembechler. He is one of Bo's men. He's there. He's a Michigan man, and the people that hate that connection come sideways and all this other stuff, trying to talk stuff. He went to the Super Bowl, and he left the NFL to come back because of the pride. You have to respect that part of this. All this other complaining, it's nothing but people that's jealous about the hire, and they mad about the blue. But I'm true blue and Lions fans. Hey, hang in there. It's, what, six games? Come on. Hang in there and quit, you know, that downtrodden, woe is me thing. It's part of the fight. It's the beauty of it. But you can't be spoiled like we got to go undefeated every year. Stick with Harbaugh. That's my man. And I'm true blue.
Eric, I'll tell you what, and I can't relate in regards to being true blue. I think it would be a bad decision to get rid of Jim Harbaugh. I just do. And I know a lot of Michigan fans out there probably cringe to hear me say that or hear anybody say that. I agree with you. But at the same time, all right, you have to accept what you've been. You have to accept what you've been. And you have to understand that people like me, and there are a lot of people out there like me, are going to say, well, I can definitively say on one hand, you've been good. I don't know if there's something to be jealous about, but you've been good. All right? Not great, good. I would hope that every Michigan fan would agree with that. Some might say, I don't think people would say great, but some might say, no, not good enough. At the same time, what everybody else is sick of hearing is what you're surely going to do. That has become a long-standing old bit. It really has. And if somebody hasn't told you, let me be the first to tell you. That has become a long-standing old bit, and that's why people are having fun at your expense. If you haven't figured it out yet, there I told you. That's why people all over the nation are having fun at your expense. Hook 'em horns, right? Hook 'em. Texas is back. They lose four games. And that's what they take from losing four games. Texas is back. So what do you think people are going to say when Texas loses two games? Texas, you're going Texas again. Like, knock it off. What do you think people around the nation are saying about Michigan? To me, I think what flabbergasts me the most is that people can't understand it. Like, where does this come from? I just told you, so now you know. I know it's not going to stop because this has been going on for generations. I mean, this is you mentioned Bo Schembechler. I think Bo Schembechler and Don Canham deserve so much credit for on the field and off the field making Michigan what it remains to this day. And it was a combination of on the field and off the field. Make no mistake about that. But when you're just good, people are going to take their shots, man. Like, you can't understand that? I don't know. We got some comments off of Twitter. Tim, always a pleasure to hear from you, buddy. Ironically, Jim Harbaugh comes across as John Cooper. Ugh. How does that one feel, Michigan fans? A comparison to John Cooper. Ugh. Matt said, don't forget my personal favorite, the Revenge Tour. Now, all right, there's a perfect example. Let me call a timeout. What do you think people are going to say when you're all talking about the Revenge Tour? What do you... Honestly, again, What are people going to say when that happens? What? You guys, you were able to exact revenge on Michigan State, pounded Michigan State, for what it's worth. That was a 21-7 game, but Ryan, I think you'll be the first guy to admit that. Any Spartan fan will tell you that was not a 21-7 game. That was a bludgeoning. It really was.
I just remember watching that game. When it was 7-7, I go, I don't think any team is going to score. Right on cue was that wheel route.
Yep. It was, well, and you just, like, to me, that was a point where, like, honest to goodness, okay, Michigan State got the one. Now they need something fluky to happen. That's what was going through my mind watching that game. Can somebody go back for a punt? Can you know what I mean? Can there be trouble with the snap? Can there be something like that? Because they just aren't going to do anything else at that game. I mean, you saw it. I saw it. We all saw it. So they got their revenge in that game. I think the Penn State game was another one, all right? So as the season went on and people started posting their little memes and their little pictures and all of that, Michigan was getting better as the season went on after that loss against Notre Dame, and they got their revenge against State. They got their revenge against Penn State, pounded Penn State. Lest we forget the win against Wisconsin, what do you think people are going to say when you were non-competitive against Ohio State? What do you, as we were just talking about the Michigan State game, anybody that watched it, that was not a 21-7 game. It wasn't. It was a bludgeoning. You know what? That game in Columbus, that wasn't a 62-39 game. That was awful. It was non-competitive stuff. Well, what do you think people are going to say? I've said this many times over the years. I think what's interesting, this is just my perspective. You can agree or disagree, and Dan, you're a perfect person to judge this. I think what happens with at least football around here is Michigan fan tells you what they're going to do before they do it, and Michigan State fan in football tells you what they did after they did it. Is that the perspective that you got? In recent years, that's changed a little bit with Michigan State. I think a lot of Michigan State fans have learned to kind of peek their head out of the turtle shell.
Well, maybe when all the winning was happening, not
in
not
13,
in the last,
14, and 15. I agree.
The last couple of years has been a
do you know both those
back
years
into hiding.
Both those years I picked Ohio State. I'm going to take Ohio State every year. They are. They're at a different level. Even as good as those Spartan teams were in both 14 and 15. I'm taking Ohio State. We got Ohio State at home in 14. I'm taking Ohio State. They're in a different place than everybody else. But do you agree with that theory that for the most part, you've Michigan State fan tells you what they did. Michigan fan will tell you what they're going to do.
You are just asking me to rag on Michigan fan.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right,
I can't do it.
Don't comment.
I'm not going to do it because you're right.
No, you don't have to do it.
It's just,
I'm not asking you to rag.
You want me to to validate
no,
it. I'm
no,
not going to do
not,
it.
I'm
not going
to
do it,
Sean. All right, that wasn't fair, and I apologize. I didn't
it's
mean
okay.
it to be unfair.
No,
no but Dan, you know, that's why people take the shots at Michigan. That's why people are taking shots at Jim Harbaugh. And
well, I don't need to, like you said, I don't need to hear from my friends about how great the next year's recruiting class is every single year. I don't need that.
You know, for the most part, I think that has subsided a little bit. I think it has. I could be wrong. I might get hit with a brand new batch of people telling me about how important the recruiting grades are. But I think that has subsided because it's I don't know how a Michigan fan, I didn't know 5 years ago how a Michigan fan could do that. And you know, you still hear it. It's not working for you guys. And what people used to tell me before is it didn't matter if there was a great coach or not. Huh? How'd that work out? It was kind of crazy when you think about it. I'm sorry, I'm one of those people. Yes, a coach is still important. A coach and good recruiting grades. I want both of those things. I do. I truly do. But it doesn't equate to success. Like, how is that arguable? It is. People do it all the time. But what's interesting about it, Dan, is again, I think a lot of this doesn't come to Jim Harbaugh's front porch because Jim hasn't written checks. A lot of it is the overzealous fan base and, quite frankly, the overzealous sports media, the Detroit area sports media that have written so many checks for Michigan. Jim Harbaugh's not doing it. I'll get his back with that. JP from Flint said, Sean, how is Michigan a 4-point favorite over ND? My only explanation is it's the era of Trump, fake news. I think it's a sucker bet, personally. I think they're trying to suck people in. A Michigan fan will see that and go, oh, yeah, man, I'll give 4 points. I talked about it yesterday. If you work under the assumption, which is the gambler's assumption, that this is 3 points for being the home favorite, you get 3 points. You're telling me on a neutral site field, Michigan would be favored by one over Notre Dame. They're trying to suck you in, man. And they're trying to get your bet at -4. And I'd be stunned if that number didn't go down, that people aren't going to jump all over Notre Dame. But they're trying to get you suckers immediately. They're thinking, oh, yeah, bounce back, and we're going to beat Notre Dame, and it's a bounce back game. Nationals in 6, like the Raptors, then like the Eagles, Blues, the Lions, and the Clippers, will have hope come one day soon. Michigan football, not so much luck. That comes from Freddie. Freddie said, by the way, I did not read the article. I felt exactly what the author did, though. Harbaugh turned that into him. And then Tremaine on cue. I have a feeling we're going to hear this from Tremaine for a while. Freddie twisted what I said yesterday. All right, coming up, final hour of the show, I'm going to say the exact same thing that I say about rankings every single time. It's nice to look at. I like to look at rankings, but if you put anything into it, that's your fault. That's your fault. By the way, we're almost at the time where we can do the college football overreaction shows. Yes, the college football playoff. Unfortunately, I'm not sure that I know one of them for sure won't be, but I'm not sure that our teams are going to be part of the conversation, so you probably won't get the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. We're going to talk to Rod Beard. Of course, the Pistons start out tomorrow night as well. Glad you could join us wherever you may be all over the great state of Michigan. Final hour of the show coming up. Some Kerryon Johnson news as well. Lots of things to get into. So glad you could join us wherever you may be on a Tuesday morning.
It's time to go in the huddle with Matt Shepard.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
The next time you go out to buy auto parts, think local and head to your Auto Value Parts store. Auto Value Parts stores keep your dollars and taxes in your community where it belongs. For local sales and local service you can depend on, trust the team at your local Auto Value Parts stores.
Saturday's loss at Penn State is the kind that tests a team's resolve. U of M could argue they were the better team, dominating time of possession, first downs, third down conversions, and picking up a season-best 417 yards of offense. But games like this are more than stats. It's about making plays, and Penn State made more when they had to. At least 5 drops by Michigan receivers means the Michigan record drops to 5-2. They next get Notre Dame. If not for the tradition, this game between the Wolverines and Irish has lost its luster.
When you manage a nonprofit organization, you strive every day to fulfill its mission, whether assisting those in crisis or helping them realize their dreams. And all the while, you're facing challenges of your own, such as dwindling resources and increased demand for services, leaving little time to address daily operational, compliance, and accounting issues. That's where we come in. We're Beam Garter. And while your nonprofit works to serve others, we work to serve you. Helping you find ways to reduce costs, embark on a capital campaign, analyze growth, or manage compliant issues and requirements. Whether you provide health and human services, support arts and culture, promote education and research, or focus on the environment and animals, we help those who help others. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Beam Garter. Find us online, beamgarter.com. Beam Garter.
It's an amazing sound and light extravaganza honoring the dynamic legend of Queen. Tickets are on sale now for We Will Rock You. November 22nd and 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. The number one Vegas sensation. A night of spectacular sight and sound. If you love the music of Queen, you'll love We Will Rock You. Don't miss a tribute to the legend of Queen. We Will Rock You. November 22nd and 23rd. Tickets start at $22 and are on sale now at the Eagles Landing and Soaring Eagle box office. Online at etix.com. See the spectacle and grandeur of Queen for fans of one of rock's great bands. I wanna see you. Don't miss We Will Rock You. November 22nd and 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.